Okay, welcome back for the summer's man. Okay, our goal here in Perek HaZayirik, starting Yonah Gittin, most of which we've touched upon in the first two prakim, is to get certain ideas in Yonah Kinyanim. A lot of the ideas in Kinyanim are here in the Perek, beginning with Kinyan Chatzar. The whole Makar of Kinyan Chatzar is here on the first staff. And the goal really should be to focus on the Inyanim of Kinyanim, Kinyan Chatzar, Kinyan Dalet Amis, Kinyan Agav, the other Kinyanim that we're going to talk about. The main Mefirish that you should use on this Perek is the Shulchan Aruch. Both Ebenezer, where it's brought in Hilchus Gittin, and wherever it applies, Chayshin Nishpat, where the Inyanim of Kinyan Chatzar, as applied to the first Sugi, is brought in Simin Reish, and the other Sugis as well. Now let's begin. Hazayrek get le'ishtay. V'hi b'seich b'esa ay b'seich ha'tzeira ha'rizum ha'gureshes. We've already discussed all along a man who gives a get to the hand of his wife. The Mishnah here says that there's another kinyan that works, and that is kinyan chatzar. That if you throw the get to the woman, v'hi b'seich b'esa, but there's a tonight, she has to be there, b'seich ha'tzeira ha'rizum ha'gureshes. Rashi says, that it has to be a bias of nichsei malug, something that she had when she got married, she brought into the marriage, or lavdafka she had when she got married, if she inherited it during the marriage, that's a nichsei malug. So then you're kind. The Beis Shmuel says that this is coming lamayet nichsei tzayin barzel. Nichsei tzayin barzel on the chosim that a woman brings into the marriage under the terms of an agreement called Tzayin Barzal. Tzayin Barzal means whatever the nechasim are worth at the time of marriage, the husband guarantees their value to the time that they get divorced or she becomes an almana. If she has a piece of real estate, it's worth $1 million, she gets married. If it's the same alug, then she just gets that piece of real estate back at the end of the marriage. If the value went up, if the value went down, whatever it might be. However, the Sitzan Barzal is a deal where the property is given an estimated value, and whatever that value is, it's guaranteed by the husband. He can make money, he can lose money. It's worth $1 million, and then when they get divorced, it's worth $2 million. So he has $1 million worth of the property. And if it's worth $500,000, then he has to make up the other $500,000. So on that type of nechasim, a nechsei tzayin barzel, a woman can't be kind of get with nechsei tzayin barzel. Because that type of property, until there's a settlement between them, the property doesn't revert back to her. They have to make some kind of settlement where they shots up the value, they estimate the value, and they make adjustments for the change. So that's why Rashi says, Rashi mentions dafkin the same look. Zarak la b'seich b'esai, b'seich ha'tzeirai, afilihima b'nita, ena mugureshes. If you throw it to the woman when she's in his house, but it doesn't land on her, it lands near her, in his house or in his chatzar, afilu hu ima b'mita. Now the word hu is very misleading. Hu means, refers to the get. It means even if the get is with her, probably should say he, ima b'mita, even if the get is with her in the bed, ena mugureshes, she's laying in bed, and it's his bed, the Gemara is going to say, and it lands on the bed next to her, ena mugureshes, she's not mugureshes. So this I didn't understand. What's the afilu? What's the afilu? Even if the bed lands next to her on the bed. What's the extra chiddush if it lands next to her on the bed as opposed to if it lands next to her on the floor? Well, the Gemara, Osian Ayin Chesam and Aleph, the Rava says, L'shanu ala b'mita shaloi, b'mita shaloi m'gureshes. It means that the Mishnah is referring to mita shaloi. So, what's the chiddush if it falls into the bed that she's not m'gureshes? I didn't see anybody who mentions. Maybe the chiddush is that even though the bed is loaned to her, it's she'ula to her, Normally, if you have a chatzar she'ula, we're going to talk about it later in the perek, but normally the Shulchan Aruch says that if you throw a get to her chatzar, it's she'ula, it's a borrowed chatzar, it's kaina. So there would be a tzad that the mita shalah, maybe there would be a havamina that it's she'ula to her, her kelim could be kaina too. And so Kamash Malone, it's not that way. It's not her bed. Well, if she's living in his house and she's walking there, it's not really she'ula to her. It's not exclusively for her use. The floor is for everyone's use. Her bed is for her use. So I need to look at it as a mita she'ula. And kela shaladim kain and light. So why is it different than her basket? So I assume, and we'll see this on IFS, that her basket could be literally her basket. It doesn't have to be that she borrowed it. But even a borrowed basket, she can take it where she wants. The bed, she can take where she wants. She can use it bim kaima.
Or that it's not considered
she'ula. Or it's not considered she'ula. She has wishes to use it, but it's not considered she'ula. Maybe that's the chiddush.
You say you want, you think it's an asana.
You would think
that he gave her to use.
Well, not about Matana. He's not giving it for keeps. He's giving it to use. It's Shaula. But it becomes hers as a borrowed thing. Now, there's a funny thing in the Machne Ephraim, in Kinyan Chatzar, he says this din, which we're going to discuss when we talk about Kalsha, is that Kelov Shal Adam, Akaina, Bekinyan Chatzar. Machna Ephraim says it's only a keli that has edges, that has a base kibble, that has on the sides edges that come up, and it has a base kibble. Otherwise, it's not kind. It doesn't say why. What? So I don't know. I don't know if here benita means a mita with or without. I don't know. It could be it has. It could be the beds that have walls around them. So I don't know. It's not, so then it can't be kind of, then the mita can't be. If it's a typical mita, the way we think of a mita, of a mattress, then there's no chiddush that it's not kind of for her. I just said that maybe the chiddush is a shula to her, and that's a chiddush. If you need a base kibble, then it's not.
You need a base kibble,
then it's more than one part of the ground. That's what he holds. Yeah. It's a machna which we'll discuss. And anyway, I can't think of any other possible chiddush in mita. But anyway, in the Megureshes, the Techeko, the Techalosa, how is the Megureshes that we will discuss in the Gemara, and Isaiah Amud Aleph? What's the Techeko? That means on her begadim. So on her begadim, on her body, even the Kalosa, she's wearing a basket. It's also kaina, and we'll see how that works. Right, the Iker. Is the first nakuda here of the Mishnah, the Kinyan, the fact that there's a concept of Kinyan Chatzar, which the Gemara learns out of a pasuk by Kinyan Get, by the pasuk of Get, and the Mishnah says only he b'soich b'esa, that Hazarek Elishta, she has to be there, and at least like Ula in the Gemara, it's Tafka, v'hu she'med es b'sah b'esa, she has to be there. Now, Taisus in Bav Metzia and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, we know there are two types of Kinyan Chatzar. There are two types or two situations of a Kinyan Chatzar. A regular Kinyan Chatzar is a Chatzar HaMishtameres. A person has a Chatzar, that's Mishtameres, that means somebody has a house, or somebody has a yard, and it's got a fence around it. And he's not around, he's far away, and something hefker blows into the chatzar, and lands in the chatzar. So the chatzar is kind of for him, even shalai midaita, he's not there, he doesn't know about it. It's, I think, the only kinyan in the world that works shalai midaita shaladam, is kinyan chatzar. I don't believe any other kinyan works shalai midas. Nobody knows about it. Just something, a davar hefker blew into a person's property, into a person's chatzar mishtameres. It's kaina, shalai midaitai. That's one type of kinyan chatzar. If it's a chatzar she'ina mishtameres, let's say you own a piece of property and there's no shmira on it. The chatzar she'ina mishtameres is only kaina if the bailim are there, oimid b'tzida, that they're standing by the chatzer, then even a chatzer she'ena mishtameres is kind of if you're there. So chatzer she'ena mishtameres needs the person to be there. Chatzer hamishtameres doesn't. Zot taisvis and bav mitzia get only works the second type of chatzer. A chatzer by oimid b'tzida. Either yamishtameres, nish mishtameres. But you need that the woman is oimid b'tzida. But the first type of kinya chatzer, the type of kinya chatzer of a chatzer hamishtameres, a chatzer hamishtameres, which is kind of even shalayim yadaitu shaladam, that type of chatz kinyan does not work by get. And it's not a get. Why not? So the way it's really enticing, but the Beis Shmuel in Kuflan and Tess of Katan Aleph brings the following explanation. He says a chotzer hamishtameres works b'torah shlichus. A chotzer, when you're not there, the chotzer is in a different place. It's wherever it is, and you're in a different place. So the thing, the item that landed in the chatzah mishtameres, it's kind of even without your knowledge. What's the longest? Why is it kind of? So that we call chatzah is kind of mitam shlichus. That works with the longest of shlichus, which the Gemara again, on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the two concepts, the chatzah mishum yad, chatzah mishum shlichus. The chatzah mishtameres works with our shlichus. A chatzer she'ena mishtameres, which only works if you're oimid b'tzida, works b'teres yad. It's considered an extension of the person's yad. The person's chatzer is considered an extension of the person's yad, and that's how a chatzer she'ena mishtameres works. So zakti the Beis Shmuel, that's the pshat. He b'seich beis or b'seich hatzer. If she's there, what's yad? Yad is you're there, it's your yad. If you're there, it's your yad. So that works by getting. If you're not there, and you want the chatzah to be kind of a teresh shlichus, so then that doesn't work by getting. Getting needs biyada. Why not? Why doesn't it work by getting? So Taisis Lashon, and the Beis Shmuel's Lashon, is because a get could be given by karcha. A get could be given against the person's will. It's a chayv to a woman to have a get. And yet, it could be kind of get. Something that's a chayv never works by a chatzer hamishtameres when she's not there. Now you don't get a chayv against your will. So therefore, it only works by chatzer that's oimid b'tzida, the second type of kinyan chatzer. When you're oimid b'tzida, there it works. This is the taich of the Mishnah, really, that Tosfos says that Hazarik Elishtai v'hi b'seich beisa, she has to be there. Like Ula says, she has to be standing with Tachatzera. What's the pshat? The pshat is because it has to work with Teiras Yad. It can't work with Teiras Shlichus, and therefore it has to be Ayve B'tzida. That's what he says. Now, I was just thinking about at the time is. Hotinach when she doesn't want to be megureshes. What happens when she wants? Why doesn't it work? Let's say she wants to be megureshes. What? He says it does. What? She has to make the shliach. Is that pshat or is it that? See, what you're saying is different than what they said. You see, the question, Tosfos is Tosfos. Tosfos says, Chatzah Mishtameres, you're not standing there, it doesn't work by get, because get is a chayv. Those are the whole words of Tosfos. Now what does that mean? What happens if it's not a chayv?
The one lady is you can make a one lady.
Well, it's the same thing as Mominus. It works anytime it's a schus.
Most women want one lady.
Most women, for most women it's a chayv. So, but I don't really want to make a new rule. I'm not even a rule. I'm just going with the regular rule of Kinyan Chatzah. I don't know. The Beis Shmuel says something like this. He says even if she said she wants it, maybe by the time the get was thrown into the chatzah, maybe she changed her mind. I didn't know, she told her, even if she was megaladah, she wants to be megureshes. By the time the get was thrown into the chatzah mishtameres, maybe she changed her mind. That's the lashon. And he says, but in a chinami, if she said, I'm making the chatzah a shliach lekabbalah, let's say she said, I'm making the chatzah a shliach lekabbalah for me, then it works. Every time you make a shliach, we don't say maybe she changed her mind. If she said, I'm making the chatzah a mishtameres, a shliach lekabbalah, in a chinami, it works. That's why I understand the Beis Shmuel, towards the end of the piece, he says these words. You look at it, I think it's what he's saying, and as we'll see soon, it's a very important piece when we're going to get to putting everything together. Which means, if I'm seeing the Beis Shmuel, it's a little different than Taisis. When you learn Taisis, Hazarika and Lishtei Vibesar Beis, so it's Dafka. She has to be there, period. Finished. There's no other Kenyan baguette. When you learn the Beis Shmuel, no, if she says the Feirish, I'm making it a Shlich LeKabbalah, then it works even if she's not there, if it's a Chata Mishtamez. Which we may see soon is a Dabra Mukhrach, but these are the words of the Beis Shmuel.
The fact that it has to be done by Kodesh,
even if she doesn't want it, so the Shem
Mishtamez should still work. If she does not want it, the
Baal can give a shliach even if she doesn't want it. The b'shlich kabbalah, only she has to want the shliach. We don't make a shliach kabbalah against the will. The Baal can only give it to her, but to her shliach, only if she has the power to make a shliach kabbalah.
And the Baal doesn't change the fact that it's not
part of the rules of Chayiv or Sliach. You can't give it to someone to be the kabbalah for her unless she made a shliach. Shliach kabbalah, only she could. Okay, now all of this is negeah to a havana in Kinya Chatzer. Rav Shimon in Bav Metzia, in the very beginning of Simon Yudalid, declares the following Ban Chakira regarding Aymed Betzida. This idea that you have two types of Kinya Chatzer, Chatzah Mishtameres, and a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, and she's standing there. What's the pshat in her standing there? What does her standing there do? Rav Shimon says, l'chari you could learn that really there's only one kinyan chatzah. That's a chatzah mishtameres. If the chatzah itself is not physically mishtamer, it has no gates, it has nothing around it, then by her standing there, that turns it into a chatzah mishtameres. Because now she's not going to let anybody take anything from a chatzah. So like Rav Shimon says, mali geder, mali bayla maindim sham. What's the difference if I put up a fence around my backyard? Or if I stand there? It really, Ayman Bitsida, you could learn, is just a way of rendering a chatzah she'ena mishtameres into a chatzah mishtameres. Or maybe not. Maybe it's a separate takana. There are two types of kinyan chatzer. There's one chatzer if it's mishtameres, which the etzem chatzer has to be mishtamer. And there's a separate kinyan, which is a kinyan chatzer, sheina mishtameres. If you're standing there, so that's a new kinyan. Make a list of kinyanim. There are two separate kinyanim, chatzah mishtameres, and a chatzah sheina mishtameres, and you're standing there. Hashkacha Rishayna. Which one's a good svar? Hashkacha Rishayna, the first way, is simpler. Huh? The good chatzah is missing in the shem chatzah. I'm talking about Kalim. Kalim we have to declare separately that type of thing. I'm talking about the chatzah itself. The chatzah itself, the truth is, If you learn just Pashut Gemara Rashi and you learn this, you learn under the Tzida, I suppose I would assume that I'm a Tzida makes it Mishtameres. I think that's the way I would learn Pashut. Yeah.
Let's say your field is 500 yards long, and you stand on one end and happens at the other end, so she's not Mishtameres, but she's a Tzida.
Is it good enough?
No.
So you're right. That'll be enough kamina. That'll be enough kamina. What happens if she has a gigantic field? She's on one end. She could barely see the other end.
So
what
would be enough
kamina? The Beis Yosef says, and the Beis Shmuel brings it also in Kuflam Mites of Katan Aleph. He brings in the Beis Yosef that she has Chatz Gedayla. Now, how big is Gedayla? Does it mean she can't see the other end? She could see the other end. We'll have to figure out some other time. But he said there's something called a Chatzah Gedayla, where even if she's standing on one end, if you throw the get into the other end, it's no good. That's a state in Beis Yosef. No good. And the what?
Even if she can't see clearly, if she sees something here, she's thinking to herself, do the get about whatever, the pain on herself.
Right.
She doesn't have to know.
So why shouldn't it be good? So why shouldn't it be good if she, let's say she knows it's a get, it has to be, she knows it's a get, right? So why isn't it good? Huh? She can protect it. Twice nice the Beis Yosef learned like the first side of Reb Shimon. It sounds like the Beis Yosef learned like the first side of Reb Shimon. Why? She knows it's a get. We're going to have it later. If Daza says it's a newspaper and he throws it to her, that's not a get. Even though it's Bar Karcha, she has to know that. So she knows it's a get and it's thrown to the far end of the Chatzah. So the Beis Yosef says it's no good. The Pashtus of the Beis Yosef seems to be the Beis Yosef holds, like Rav Shimon's first said, that Oyma B'tzida has to render it Mishtameres. So it's far away. How far? We can have to clear what's called Mishtameres. But however far it is, a certain distance, that's not Mishtameres. But the Taz, the Yukov Lamitez, is Matmiya. He says, I don't understand this Beis Yosef. He goes through the Gemara of the Amud Beis. And he's Mashiach, the Beis Yosef of the wrong pshat, he says in the Gemara. And he says, all you need is she should be by the Chasa. You don't need. He says, the Beis Yosef thought she has to be able to guard it. It's not Emes. She doesn't have to be able to guard it. She just has to be standing there. She has to be standing there. And that's good enough. She doesn't have to be able to save it from Ganavim. The Taz is no such thing. Apparently, the Taz learned, like Rav Shimon's second side. That it's a kinyan because Yahim Ibitsiva, so therefore it's your yad, and if it's your yad, it's your yad. If somebody can steal it, they can steal it. Somebody has such a big hand that it reaches miles away, and someone can steal something from the other end of his hand, it's still his hand. So the whole Taz is Taichi Mishtameres Ladaita. Taz says the Beis Yosef thinks Mishtameres Ladaita means she could guard it. She could protect it. He says it's not pshat. Mishtameres l'daita only means that it's in a place where she's aware of it, where she knows it's there, where it's in her place. It doesn't have to be that she can actually guard it.
You can lose it on her person, just like you can lose it yourself.
And it's still kaida.
But what difference does it make how big the yah is?
That's the whole point. That's exactly the Taz. The Taz says that oyma b'tzida is not to give a shmira. I mean, see this to make it my big yad. And if it's my big yad, then it's kind of even if a ganav could take it. What's the difference? As long
as you have the das,
the knowledge. That is, yeah, she has to know. Mishtameres l'daita means she's aware of it.
Is there a difference between Mishtameres l'daita and Chol Mishtameres and what the guy has to face? Chol Mishtameres?
We'll have to see. Let's see if we get there. I can see when we get there. But Reb Shimon holds that the Iker is like the second Sad, what we'll call the Taz, that the Iker is it should be your Yad. And he brings a Ktzais to prove it. The Ktzais is Simen Kuf Hei, I think it's Sivkot and Hei. It's printed in the Reb Shimon Sivkot and Vav, I think it's a mistake, I think it's Sivkot and Hei. The Ktzais talks about the following situation. Reuven is owed money by a guy. A guy owes Reuven money. So Reuven sends someone, he asks someone, do me a favor, go to the guy, and be typhus, he has whatever it is, merchandise in his house. So be typhus the merchandise from the guy as to pay up my chayv. So the person went with the wagon, he went to the guy's house, and he loaded up the wagon with merchandise, and he's coming back. And on the way back, he meets Shimon. Shimon says, oh, you're coming from that guy, he owes me money too. So this wagon driver gave Shimon the merchandise. Reuven sent it. But Lamaisa, he gave it to Shimon. Why he gave it to Shimon, it doesn't say. That's nice to show you. Kacha. So he came back and he gave it to Shimon. And now Reuven says, what do you mean? You were kind of for me. It's mine. That's not Shimon. So the Sma actually talks about this case. The Sma says, what do you say? Does it go to Reuven? Is the Shliach kainet for Reuven? We learned that he can't be typhus lebal chayv, the mokim shechav lachrini. He can't be typhus for Reuven, because the rule is, you can't be typhus something for someone if it's chav lachrini, if it's a chayv to someone else, it's a chayv to Shimon. You can't be typhus for Reuven. No. By Karka, that's Beshubba, there's an order. But by Metalshlum that he got later, the time he got to Metalshlum, he had two Balei Chayv. So the Sma says, Reuven's out of luck, Shimon gets the merchandise. Comes along the Ktzais, he has a shayla. What happens if the wagon was Reuven's wagon? Caleb Shaladam Akainalai Mitam Chatzer. So the Ktzais declares, what happens if it's Reuven's wagon? If you rented the wagon, it's the same thing.
No,
no, he didn't pay him. He had payel. We had last month. You had payel, he had rav. You hire a payel, he can be typhus for you. So the person did also type him. If you paid him, well, there's din of you had payel, he had rav, that the payel could be typhus. But, what's the Tzitzis Shaila? It's Pashit. If it's a wagon, it's a wagon. Tzitzis Shaila is this. Let's say the wagon is a Chatzis Shein Mishtameres. Okay, it could be if it's a wagon with walls and a door and a key, it's a Chatzis Mishtameres. Let's say it's a flatbed wagon. Right? You have a wagon with a flat back on the back, and the person piled on the merchandise, a Chatzis Shein Mishtameres. You park it in Manhattan, it'll all disappear. So the question is, what's the question? Huh? Question is, the wagon driver, it was Mishtameris by the wagon driver. The wagon driver wasn't going to let just anybody grab anything. Does the wagon driver's Shmira, is that good enough for Reuven? Assuming it's Reuven's wagon. So it will be a chatz mishtameres. It will be a wagon that has mishtameres. No questions of the size. It's kind of for Reuven. What happens if the wagon is a mishtameres, but you have the wagon driver standing there and guarding it? Klai the size. What's the din in such a case? Should we say? Should we say what? What's a tzad yekayda? What's a tzad yekayda? Oyme betzida. The wagon driver is the oyme betzida. Could he be my shliach to be mishtamer for me? No, it can't be my shliach. It's called lachrini. Shlius, it doesn't work.
Shlius
is something else. Shlius is to be mishtamer the chatzah. Oh, the shlius has to be mishtamer the chatzah. Is that good enough? Shlius has to be mishtamer the chatzah.
Something else.
It depends what I do. The tzida has the two eyes, right? If I make bitzida, yeah. That's the point. But the shaila is this: if I make bitzida, has to make it into a chasa mishtameres. If that's what I make bitzida to zayif. Then in Achinami, the wagon driver is standing there. Turns out the Agola is a Chotah Mishtameres. So Saif Chosayv is a Chotah Mishtameres. It's kind of for the Bailum. So if you learn Aymeh Bitsid, that's the two wife Shmira. So what's the difference if I hire, like, Mali Geder, Mali the Bailum? Mali, if he puts dogs there to watch it, doesn't matter who he puts there. You don't need Shlichus. As long as it's Mishtameres, it's good. And if I have a wagon driver that's Shimer, then it's good. My shayin came like the second side that Oymeh Bitsida is not to make it Mishtameres. Oymeh Bitsida is to make it Mayad. That's what makes it Mayad. The Chatzah Shein Mishtameres is not kind. It only works B'Toyres that it's Mayad. Since I'm standing there, so if I'm standing there, it's Mayad. If my Shliach is standing there, it's also Mayad. But it's a person who can't be a Shliach. Because it's Chav Lachrini, so he can't work B'tayr Shlichus, he can't be kind of B'tayr Shlichus. So then, how does it work? No good?
Why can't he be a
Shliach? He can't be a Shliach, because he can't be a Shliach to be kind of...
Why should he have to be a Shliach?
If it needs Shmira, he can be a Shliach to give it Shmira. But a Shliach, to do what? What's the tzad of Yad? That this, by his standing there, this wagon is his Yad. But if it's his yad, he can't pick up this merchandise for me. It's no different than he can't pick it up with his real hands. He can't pick it up with the chatzah that's like his hands. No. He can watch it for me, it's no problem. But he can't be kind of something that's chav lachrini for me.
So the wagon can't accept payment to take it?
The wagon can't do it because the wagon is enim shameres. It only works with Torah that it's the yad of the shah of David the Tzidah.
It's
our guy,
it's the whole... He's making the yad.
That's what he's there for. He's the shliach to make
the yad. Then he's putting...
But whose yad is he making
it? He's making the yad of Reuven. He's making
it to Reuven's yad.
That's one thing. Then he's putting the stuff into Reuven's
yad. I don't think it's so. Let me phrase it this way. The Ketzais says that it does not work. The Pesach of the Ketzais... is that it does not work. If the wagon is Mishtameres, it works. But if the wagon is not Mishtameres, and it's only because of the wagon driver, it's not the Ketzais, it's Chav Lachrini, it doesn't work. Now, your din is that the Ketzais is Pesach. But this you'll be minded to me. That what Rav Shimon is saying is that it's clear from the Ketzais that the Ketzais learned the second of Rav Shimon's two ways. That's clear. Because if you learn the first way of Rav Shimon, in other words, if you learn that Ayna B'tzida only has the two wife Mishtameres, if that's all that Ayna B'tzida has the two wife, it only has the two wife Mishtameres, so then, like Rav Shimon says, you don't even need Shironi Shlichus. You can use a fence, you can use a guy who's not about shlichus. You could use an animal, if a dog will guard it, it's also good. Since the Ketzai says it doesn't work, Rav Shimon says must be, that Oymeh Bitsida, the job of Oymeh Bitsida is not to make it Mishtameres. The job of Oymeh Bitsida is to make it to make it my yad. If I'm standing there, it's my yad. Then it's kind of for me out chotzer. Chotzer sheva ishnameres needs ayin b'tzid. And that's how it's kind of. So, what?
The Mashiach has to be l'chut l'shusai. The Mashiach is not a Kenyan. There's no such Kenyan Mashiach.
But if your wagon is not mishtameres, it doesn't work. Kin Mashiach has to be from an outside place into a into my rishus. So if the stuff is on my wagon and they pull it on the wagon, it's not going to do anything. If they get this house, then it's good. If they stop in the street, then and if it's chatzar, not going to happen.
And they have a problem anyway of cut that mesh on that, so maybe it really does work with the spirit. The problem is that
what? If
the wagon is going to say that it does work with the spirit, maybe you have no problem that cut the mesh on the back of
the can be a problem with Namish Tamar Ladas Habayim. Well, if you hold that Mali fence, Mali Bailim, then the fact that at the time this individual took the merchandise, he put it on the wagon, he meant it for Reuven. Then when it first went on the wagon, it was Taka for Reuven. At that time, it was Mishtaris Ledaite. Ledaite doesn't mean he has to know about it. It means it would mean for him, for his use. That's what it have to mean. Shimon talks about Evid also. We'll see. One second. All right, this is Reb Shimon's first haychacha. I shouldn't say first, I don't know the order there. Maybe it's his second haychacha, but this is his strong haychacha from the Ktzais that Chotzer She'einu Mishtameres, that's kind of what I know to see, there's a separate kinyan. A separate kinyan. Which really is what the Beis Shmuel is saying by us. Because the whole part of the Beis Shmuel was that Chotzer Mishtameres works B'Toyras Shlichus. And by a get, it's a chayv, it doesn't work. Chotzer She'einu Mishtameres works B'Toyras Yad, and by get, it works. So those are a few words, the two lines of the Beis Shmuel. He is saying that it's separate kinyanim. One is a Shlichus Nika Kinyan, and one is a Yad. Chotzer Mishtameres works B'Toyras Shlichus. And Chotzer She'einu Mishtameres works B'Toyras Yad. They're two different kinyanim. The Rav Shimon brings another raya. The Shita Sarambam is that if you're aime by the second kinyan, by Eina Mishtameres, and you're aime b'tzidai, you need an amira. Certain kinyanim need amira. Like we had Leich Mishaych V'kni. Mishicha needs, the Makna should say, Leich Mishaych V'kni. The Rambam says that kinyan chotzer, when someone's aime b'tzidai, needs an amira of the Isha in this case, saying, I want my chatzah to be kinder for me. Now, the Ritva in Bava Metzia is Masber. Rav Shimon didn't see the Ritva, he says it on his own. It's actually the Ritva in Bava Metzia on the Mishnah, the Afyad Aleph, is Masber, the Rambam. It's not so much you need an amira, but you need something to show the das. It's something to show your das. If you didn't say words, if you did a maisa, it's also good. But the point is, you have to show that your attention is to be kind. That's Shita Sarambam. Tosis disagrees. Tosis, you don't need amira, you don't have to show your das. Zotrav Shimon, Achotah HaMishtameres, the Rambam says, you don't need amira, you don't need das. You don't need to show anything. And if the whole oivtu of Aime Bitsiba is to make it into a chata mishtameres, like Mali Geder, Mali Bailim, so once I'm watching my field, why do I have to show das that I'm interested in this paper or that I know about this paper that's landing there? Why do I have to show any type of knowledge about it at all? Why should I have to show any type of knowledge about it? If it's all one kinyan, it has the same rules. You can't tell me Chatzah Mishtameres does not need Amira. Chatzah Sheinu Mishtameres does need Amira. Mechatesi. If it's all one, if it's like Rav Shimon's first thought, it's all one kinyan of chatzar, just is mishtameres. And any mishtameres is the same thing. Just if you're standing there, it makes it mishtameres. If that's the case, it has the same rules. Once I'm watching my field, why do I have to show that I'm interested in being kind of whatever is there? Elomai, Zakrib Shimon, Vaistais, that Chatzar Shein and Mishtameres is a separate kinyan, it has separate rules. What? How does it show Yad? It doesn't prove. This doesn't prove that it's Yad. It doesn't prove it at all. All it shows is that it's a separate kinyan. It has separate rules. It's a separate kinyan. That's all he says. It's not such a strong raya for another reason.
You could say that that's a loophole that's what makes it into the
because you could learn the Rambam, and Rav Shimon brings from the Mekhi Yosef learns the Rambam, that's what makes it mishtameres. That my showing that I'm interested, my chatzar b'kayda for me, that's good for what makes it mishtameres. So the raya is not a strong raya because the Mekhi Yosef learns the Rambam this way. But at least from the way the Ritva learned the Rambam, it is a shtarker raya. It's interesting. Rav Shimon writes, "Lulei divrei en Mekhi Yosef." Who's he? He came out doing Mekhi Yosef. So, "Lulei divrei en Mekhi Yosef," I would learn the Rambam differently. And Lamaisa, we have the Ritva, which Rav Shimon didn't have. The Ritva Taka learns the Rambam that way.
That would be good.
Because by a cut,
all it does is it makes it like
walls, and it's a shliach. Rav Shimon says that. Rav Shimon says in Nafkamina, all this is, if the person that's, that I send to be under the tzida is a guy, a cotton, somebody that's not a bar, getting a kedushin, somebody who can't have chatzah, he says a fair, that's enough.
So then he says that when an adam is there, it's called any by any other. But according to him, if a cut there wouldn't be a kinyan, even for shlichus it wouldn't be a kinyan. He says it's not anything, because there's no das. So if a shul would be part of shlichus, it wouldn't be a
it won't work. If it works, but if it makes a mishtameres, then it'll work. You want a cut? Hey, assuming the cut could be shimeres, a guy, okay, guy, because he's going with the second side. It's told to start. We'll take a look. All right, this is all Rav Shimon and the Tzais who are prone to saying bichidushin. Mechilas Kvaidam, I don't mean that in a bad way. However, the Nesivis was more limited in making such bichidushim. The Nesivis is Simon Reish. Rather, Simon Reish Sif Aleph is Kinyan Chatzar. It's Kedai to learn through all the number of Machlekes Rishonim there in that Sif. One of the things that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Simon Reish Sif Aleph is a Machlekes on the taich of Ayme Betzidai. The Mechaber just says, Ayme Betzidai, it sounds like you don't have to be in the Chatzar, you don't have to be in the Bayis. You could be sitting in the street in front of it, that's also good. So it sounds like, from the Lashon, Ayme Betzidai. The Ramah says, V'yesh Aymrim, that you need Ayme B'Seichai Mamish. It's not good enough to be Ayme Betzidai. We need Aymid B'Seicha. The Mishnah says B'Seich Be'Esa. The Gemara says V'Hushay Medes B'Tzad Be'Esa. So it's Taka. The Mishnah's Lashon B'Seich and the Gemara's Lashon B'Tzad. It's funny. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gemara, Yishei Medes B'Tzad Beisa, says I in Taisus Erevin. And Taisus Erevin is this Shita that you need B'Seich HaMamish. And the word B'Tzad, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it's the Shita of the Magen Mishnah and Taisus and Erevin, that you need Oymid B'Seich HaMamish. So you should be able to figure out already. Receive this here's the Kasha. What's Shai you need Oymid B'Seich HaMamish? What's the difference if I'm standing in the house or in front of the house? To be shame in the house is just as good if I'm standing by the door, I'm standing inside. In fact, the deceivers might not come in if I'm standing inside the house, I'm sitting right outside the house. I can watch it just as well, one or the other. And for the Nesivis, Mamish, this is son of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon didn't bring the Nesivis. I don't know, it's a short Nesivis. He says, Mamish this. He says, if it's a chasam ishtameres, you don't, then it works for Torah Shlichus. You don't need to tell you, I don't care where you're standing. It works for Torah Shlichus. But a chatzah she'ina mishtameres, which works b'tayras yad, to be my yad, I have to be there. Ayin b'saycha means I'm there, and therefore it's an extension of me. It's an extension of my yad. So that's the explanation of the shita that you need ayin b'saycha. It doesn't prove the shita. You can still hold ayin b'tzid, and it's also a yad. But it explains if you all you need ayin b'saycha, it works b'tayras yad. And that's the lomdis of Yad. Right? Just like you can't do shlichus if it's not mishtameres, because a typical shliach is capable of shmira. The same thing, you can't do teres Yad unless you're there. If you're not there, it's not your Yad. It has to be an extension of you. So you have to be there. So he's not explaining. If you hold betzida, you could also hold Yad. But to explain, what's the tzad that you have to be besaychai? Why is besaychai any better? That it proves that the Aymed is not in order to render it Mishtameres. If being Aymed is just to turn it into a Mishtameres, so then what did to talk about? If it's Aymed just to make it into Mishtameres, so then what's the difference? I'm next to it or I'm in it. It depends on doing a good job of Shmira. Elamais of the deceivers, no. Aymed Mishtameres is kind of a Teres Yad, and you have to be there, Mamish. You have to Mamish be there. So what we're coming away with is Ktzais and Nesivis both learn this Chiddush and Chatzin. It's a very big Chiddush and Chatzin that they're two totally distinct Kinyanei Chatzin. Totally separate Kinyanei Chatzin. One Kinyanei Chatzin is Yad, one Kinyanei Chatzin is Shlichus. Shlichus is Chatzin Mishtameres, and Yad is Chatzin She'er Mishtameres. You need Ayme B'Seicha, Ayme B'Tzida, whichever Shita, or Rosh B'Teres, yes.
In the case of
The Rambam says that you need Kavana, therefore it's separate. Here, you could even be the Tzad, and you have to be the Tzad. No, because it's not totally Zabizah. Even if you hold the Tzidah, it's good. It could still work B'Torah Siyad. It's just that if you hold B'Torah Siyad, it must be B'Torah Siyad. But see, you can still learn both ways. It could be a Yad, it could be B'Torah Siyad. It's good enough. Not a cash. That's where it shouldn't bring it. Just that if it's B'Torah Siyad, it must be B'Torah Siyad. This doesn't have to be consistent anyway. The thing is we have these two ways to learn. It'll come up again because it's so you say this thing, obviously, it's going to come up. This whole concept is going to come up numerous times. If you don't have a klar, you should work on it to have a klar kite in it, because it's going to come up again. The problem is that just Aleph Beis, as soon as I learned this Gemara, I have a problem. The Gemara here, we just finished saying, get only works with Ayme B'Tzida, B'Teres Yad. It doesn't work with Teres Shlufus. The Gemara says, where do I know Kiyachatzah from? From Get and from Geneva. There's only two psukim. All Maminis, you know where we learn? You know where we learn Mamin, Kiyachatzah? From here. Rashi and Bava Metzia, when it brings Kiyachatzah, says, what's the Makar Kiyachatzah? These two psukim, Get and Ganav. So I have a problem here. I don't understand what's going on. Get is only Ayme Betzida. If you're not there, it's not a Get. What about Geneva? Is it possible for me to be a ganiv if my chatzar is here and I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I'm far away? I have a chatzar mishnamera, something blows in. I'm a ganiv? Of course I'm not a ganiv. Right? How does a ganiv have kinyan chatzar? Also only Ayme B'Tzida. You've got to be there doing a ma'aseh ganeva. So I don't understand if the whole makar of kinyan chatzar is get, or get and ganeva, And the Gemara even has a tzrichasa. The Gemara says, really, I can learn it just from get a loan. If not, for whatever cheshbon. What's the makar for this whole shtickle Torah? Two types of kinyan chotzer. Two types of chasa mishtaveres, ena mishtaveres. How do you learn the Gemara? How do you learn the first piece of Gemara here? If ayna b'tzida makes it mishtaveres, then I have no problem with the Gemara. Ayna b'tzida makes it mishtaveres. If it's mishtaveres by itself, it's also good. I learned that by extension. Fine. But if the two totally different kinyanim, how are we going to learn up this next week in the Gemara? How do you understand the Gemara? It's a double pella. No? The Gemara says that we learn all kinyane chatzar out of two psukim, get and geneva. No, the Gemara is only talking about get. But at least Rashi Bava Metzia says that we learn all kinyane chatzar by Mekachomemkar, by Matana, by Metzia. We learn everything out of here. Out of get and geneva, these two psukim. It's both. Although the Gemara's mashman, one would be enough, because the Gemara is a tzrichasa.
How can it work with get alone? Get is from Bar Karta. Then we see, we bring the Neva, we see only Bar Karta.
So that's a tzrichasa that we need both.
So we learn from Geneva.
So learn from Geneva. Geneva is also only Amid Betzida. You're only a Ganev with Kinyan Chatzar, only if you're there. If I'm far away and something blows into my Chatzar, I don't become a Ganev. But you need a Maisa Geneva. Rashi is going to say, if he's standing there, he locks the door. So that's it. Kind of Ginyan and Ganeva. From where? What's the makar for that? It needs an explanation. It needs an explanation where the makar is from. From where? From where do you learn the chutz can be a shliach? A guy can't be a shliach, a behemoth can't be a shliach. The question is, what do you mean if it's b'tar shlichus? The Reb Shimon and the Ketzayis and the Sivis just told us that by get it's b'tar yad, because I'm b'tzid as a yad. So where do I learn shlichus from?
Every yad has a shlichus. The Gemara is
not sunny.
You first have to
start with
every
yad. The fact that a chassid can be a shliach is it's a mavel arayin in there. A guy can't be a shliach, a kohen can't be a shliach, a chassid can be a shliach. What? I never heard of this. You should be saying just the opposite. How could a shliach be a chatzar? Has no brains, has no mind, has nothing. What is this one called? Chatzar be a shliach? Ma tem b'nei bris, a shluchich em b'nei bris. You can have a Yiddish a chatzar. Yeah, I'm sorry. You can't tell me it's pshita that a chatzar could be a shliach. If you could tell me, I'd love to see. Maybe. I want to just point out one more kasha before we break. We learned last man numerous times the way the Ketzayis learned up get Gita B'yad Kecha, and we all know he said it a few places in the Ketzayis, a few places in the Avni Meluim. The Ketzayis' chiddush was that you don't have to be kind of a get for a get to work. What you need is a Maisa Nesina. Those are the words of the Ketzayis, that all you need for a get to work is a Maisa Nesina. And that's why Gita V'yada Bar Kechad work. So you have a Maisa Nesina, and after the Maisa Nesina, then she gets her Yad back. If all a get needs is Maisa Nesina, how are you going to learn this piece of Gemara? The Gemara starts that there's a Pasuk by get, there's a Pasuk by Geneva, and there's a Tzrichus. The Pasuk by get wouldn't be enough. Of course the Pasuk by get is not good enough. A get only needs Nesina. A get doesn't need Kinyan. How can you learn Kinyane Chotzer out of get? If you go with the Ketzayis, the way we learned the Ketzayis, that all get needs is a Mais and Nesina, so why does it have to be Kinyan Chotzer? How am I going to learn Kinyan Chotzer? Alright, I need a Pasik, that a Mais and Nesina is good to a hand, or a Mais and Nesina is good to a Chotzer. Fine. But to say that I can learn kinyanim out of here. If all I need is a mice on the sinner. First, it's a tiyufta on this whole, the whole thing. The whole, it's not being blowing. Truth is, you have to go back and see if Tach Devarav, if last man we were learning the Abnei Meluim, and he said if it's Shref from Ayin Zayin, we probably would have skipped that paragraph, right? So now we have to see. Maybe he brings it. I don't think he brings it, but we'll see. So this will come back to him. There's also for tomorrow. Again, look at Simin Reish and the Sivus of Kadim Gimel. There's also Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra, Eishin Ches, which I don't think.